Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the June 6th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turning to item three, changes in the meeting agenda, there are a number. We have addenda, item U1, memorandum of agreement regarding MESTRAC teacher, item U2, memorandum of agreement regarding MESTRAC account clerk typist, item U3, contract of agreement assistant certified athletic trainer, and item U4, approval of the 2018-19 salary schedules for the non-aligned employees. We also have replacement pages, item W1, instructional personnel schedules A2, A5, and A6. And turning to the high point of the evening, one of the high points certainly, is student and staff recognition.
Good evening, everyone. It is my pleasure to introduce the principal of Nassiqueg Elementary School, Ms. Gail Cassiano.
Good evening, everyone. We're here tonight to recognize one of our students, Tanya Canales, and to introduce the award that she won will be her grade teacher, Mrs. Irene Velasquez. So can they please come up? Come up, Tanya. And while they're coming up, I do want to note that Tanya has a lot of support tonight. Mrs. Dawkins came out, Mrs. Bellini came here as well, and Mrs. Pickford is here, and one of our teachers is here as well. So we're all here to support Tanya tonight.
I know we have a long agenda, so I'm going to try and keep it short, but there's a lot to say about Tanya. Tanya is one of my Reading Lab students, and she entered a writing contest with StoryWorks magazine, and she was one of only 10 students chosen throughout the entire country as a winner of their writing contest, which would be an amazing feat in and of itself. But what's more amazing is Tanya has only come to this country in 2014. She came to this country from El Salvador. And I asked her today, how much English did you know when you came here? And remember you told me, just a little bit. And so here we are 4 years later. And it's really a true testament to the ENL program. And I want to give kudos to her teacher, Mrs. Dawkins, that she has come so far in such a short amount of time, winning a national writing contest like this. And I couldn't be more proud. I really couldn't. Congratulations.
And continuing with our honorees this evening, I'd like to introduce the principal of Murphy Junior High School, Mr. Vincent Fizzo.
I'm thrilled because we have four of our students who went to a Mo Math contest in Manhattan, and Mr. Vizzo knows no math, but I am so thrilled to have these four with us, but I'm going to introduce our math chair, Rocco Vetro.
Thanks, Mr. Vizzo. On Thursday, May 17th, the Mo Math Museum in New York City hosted the 2018 Mo Mathlon Tournament of Champions. This tournament consisted of the top 10 middle school math teams in New York State, including teams from Long Island, Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, and even Westchester County. And I'm proud to say that one of our teams from Murphy Junior High School not only won the tournament, but is considered the top middle school math team in New York State. So I would like to now... I would like to now introduce, there's actually five of them, so they're all here tonight. So Claire Yang, you can come up here, yeah? Matthew Chen, Carolyn Liu, Ashwina Vaithyanathan, and Ethan Yu.
Good
That is quite an impressive achievement. And one of our former board members is actually the founder, one of the founders of the MoMath Museum. So last but certainly not least, I'd like to introduce our lead librarian for Murphy Junior High School, Ms. Betsy Knox.
Thank you for the opportunity. Can you hear me? I wish I was taller. Okay, thank you for the opportunity to share some very good news. On May 4th, our Executive Director of Instructional Technology, from which you will hear from her tonight, she was awarded the New York Library Association's District Administrator Award from the entire state. I'm not going to tell you about technology. I don't want to steal her thunder. However, I will tell you what she does for our staff. She actually respects us all. She trusts us. She listens to us. She is a constant one who will see, I'm not reading this, so I don't know what to say. She is a constant reminder to support library programs with our students. She wants our students to be successful, and that's what she's looking for. So, Karen, come on up.
Thank you to everybody, and I couldn't accept this without the whole team. So it's because of the support I get from the staff, library staff, technical staff, instructional technology, everybody. Thank you.
Congratulations, Karen. We are very proud, and thank you for all that you do for our students and staff in Three Village. I know that this is a long night, so if our students feel free to leave, we would not ask you to stay. You're certainly welcome to, but we know that you're up early, and so we appreciate you being here this evening and joining us. So that really is up to you, but thank you.
One of the high points every year is this tenure reception at a board meeting where we honor and recognize the faculty and administrators who have been granted tenure this year. At this point, I'll turn this to our superintendent.
Yes, and I'm going to turn this over to our assistant superintendent for human resources, Dr. Gary DeBresky.
And who are you going to turn it over to?
I was just thinking that. Well, welcome, everyone. As you know, we take the award of tenure here in Three Village very seriously. I know you can all attest to that as you feel like you've gone through this process and got very nervous through your evaluations and observations and pre- and post-conferences. And I will tell you, our staff here certainly has demonstrated exceptional skills in their areas of expertise. We know that they will definitely continue down this path, and we look forward to a long and successful career here in Three Village. So, I'd like to call up a building administration and our Board of Education representative for each building to honor our newly tenured staff. So from Arrowhead, Deanna Bevlinka, please come up. And do we have administration here from Arrowhead this evening? We do. No, of course. Of course, our administration is here. Our principal, Mrs. Redden, assistant principal, Mrs. Horowitz. I would like to call up first Tanya Horowitz, who we would like to congratulate for getting tenure as one of our assistant principals here. Congratulations. I would also like to call up Caitlin Donahue, one of our teaching assistants here from Arrowhead Elementary. Congratulations. Jen, would you like to do pictures by building? Okay. Congratulations, Tanya and Caitlin. Very well deserved. I would now like to call up Mrs. Inger Germano and Dr. Viscari. That's okay. And who? And thank you, Mrs. Cassiano. I know, and rightly so, because we'd like to congratulate Nicole Ferrangi, who was split between two buildings. Nicole, come on up. Congratulations. Next, I would like to call up Angelique Regolia, Board of Ed Representative for Mound Elementary School, with Mrs. White and Mrs. Heidrich. Please come up. I see Mrs. White has dressed for the occasion. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. You certainly are. I would first like to congratulate on the award of tenure, Marilyn Heidrich as our assistant principal. Congratulations. I would also like to call up Katia Napolitano, one of our reading teachers. Congratulations, Katia. In Technicolor, yes. Should we shut the lights for that shirt? No, we can do that too. To the end, to the end. Now for Setauket Elementary School, I'd like to call up our board president, Mr. Bill Connors. Please come up. I know Mrs. Rimmer, unfortunately, is not available this evening as she fell ill. So I would like to call up first Craig Chapman, physical education. Congratulations, Craig. Come on up. Harry Savage, special education teacher. Congratulations, Harry. And Christine Scheifel, our school social worker. Congratulations. And from Murphy Junior High School, I'd like to call up Jonathan Kornreich, the Board of Ed representative, with Mr. Vincent Vizzo. I would like to congratulate and recognize Jonathan Ruffa, our assistant principal, otherwise known as Johnny Boy, over there in Murphy. Absolutely. 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 Congratulations, Jonathan. I would now like to call up Dr. Jeff Kerman with Mr. Alan Baum from Ward Melville High School. I would first like to congratulate and recognize Jamie Bilek, Social Studies. Congratulations, Jamie. What's that? Okay, that's more important, absolutely. Tammy Catafano from English. Congratulations, Tammy. Okay. Jason Chapman from Music. Jason, I know. Katia Napolitano again. I know Katia splits between two buildings, so congratulations again. And last but certainly not least, from E&L, Stacy Russo. Congratulations. Stacy, I'm happy you stayed this time. Yes. representing North Country Administration Center, Mrs. Irene Gish, please come up. I'd first like to represent Patty Four, Assistant Director of PPS Services. Patty. I'd also like to recognize and congratulate Dawn Mason, Executive Director of PPS Services. Congratulations, everyone, and very well deserved.
We're going to take a short break while we honor our tenure recipients with a reception in the training room, which is just adjacent to the boardroom, and we ask everyone to join us. So thank you.
God, I probably mispronounced the name. On e-cigarettes and vaping?
It's Yerka, but close. Thank you.
Good.
So this has been such a really happy, wonderful meeting, and I'm bringing up something very sobering, but I feel it's really
important.
Speak
so everybody can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can,
okay.
Yes.
So I'm sorry to bring a sobering note to such a lovely evening, but as a mom in the community, I feel it's a very important subject, and I've been spending some time looking into this. So I've got a 7th grader and a 9th grader, and those of you who have kids in the middle schools or high schools or know kids who are, know that the e-cigarettes and the vape use is rampant. There's no finger pointing here. I know that our district is very concerned. I know our school is wonderful. They're doing everything they can. But I feel like there's more that needs to be done. There's always more that can be done. And when it came home into my own home, it became something very real to me. I'm a social worker. I'm a therapist. I've been talking with my kids since elementary school about drugs, alcohol, all the teenage stuff that makes people a little squeamish. I'm very proactive. We have a very clean house. I set a fantastic example, genuinely. And then they go to school, and they're surrounded by it all day long. So I know I'm doing everything that I can, and unless I keep them home with me, they're exposed to things that I'm not comfortable with. So I've done everything I can. My school has been fantastic. I keep joking that the dean and I are on a first-name basis, and we're great friends now because I keep contacting her with questions and information, and she's been wonderful. But also no finger-pointing. I know that this is a terrible problem that is not the district's fault. It's something, you know, that's much bigger than us, but we do have to be realistic about the fact that it's in our schools, whether we like it or not. And so I reached out to... I went to the Three Village Drug and Alcohol Awareness Meeting. I saw a couple of board members there, which I was thrilled to see. And through a few contacts, I wound up speaking to Stephanie Sloan, who is the Senior Drug Abuse Educator with the Suffolk County Department of Health. And she gave me some great information. She said the same thing. Every school is scrambling. There's no finger pointing. It's a bad situation. But there are some things that some other districts are doing a little more aggressively. Just a little bit, and I thought I'd share that and just as a parent voice my concern so it's not going unheard. At least I know I'm bringing it to the board. I'm going to leave this with you, so I know you want me to keep this brief. I don't need to go over all the details about the risks, but basically vaping is very dangerous. It's not vaping water. There's no water actually in the liquid. It's full of carcinogenic chemicals, nicotine. The kids are now vaping THC, which is marijuana. One of my children, I won't say who because they'd be furious if they knew I was saying any of this right now, texts me constantly that they're in their classroom and it's happening in their classroom with teachers and aides in the classrooms walking around doing what they can to try to catch it. It is almost impossible to catch. The kids are really good at hiding it. My older child is telling me that now the kids who were talking about vaping nicotine are now vaping THC, and they're getting away with it. You know, and that's not surprising. That's kind of the way the curve goes. You know, it's a gateway into more serious things. So it's very concerning for my children, but our community as a whole. The nicotine in vapes is at least twice in a regular cigarette. There's all kinds of ways they're getting it. They're getting older kids to buy it for them. They're using Visa gift cards to order them online where no one's checking their age. They're having them sent to abandoned houses and tracking it and picking it up out of the mailboxes. This was all from the Department of Health. So Stephanie Sloan said she'd be happy to come and present to the board, to the school, to anybody. There's no charge. She'd like to help as much as she can. I have her contact info here. Some of what she shared, she said that the West Babylon School District was sort of a model for how they were addressing some of this, some of which I know we're doing, but some of which I'm not sure that we are or doing it district-wide. And none of this is going to be popular stuff, but this is what schools are doing. Closing all the bathrooms on every floor except for one. So there's one bathroom open per floor. The kids, of course, are doing it in the bathrooms. They're doing it on the buses. They're doing it in the classrooms. They're doing it in the locker rooms. But ask any kid who's in middle school to tell you which bathrooms they're doing it in. And I know the schools are trying, but closing all the bathrooms except for one per floor, having a sign-in sheet with a monitor outside the bathrooms, that seems to be reducing it a lot because there's more accountability. Some of the schools are taking the doors off the bathrooms, not the stall doors, but the front doors, which she said, of course, some parents have a very strong reaction to, but the doors could be propped open if not taken off. She also said that some parents raised the issue of, well, then the good kids are being punished, and I said, but they're being punished anyway because there's certain bathrooms that they don't want to use because they know that, like my son told me, kids get mad at him. If he goes into the vaping bathroom and he's not vaping, they don't want him in there. So there are natural consequences our kids are dealing with anyway. I couldn't find our code of conduct. I was trying to find it on the district. That could just be me, but I looked at the West Babylon. It's vaping was listed in their code of conduct, so it's in ours too.
It's under policies.
Okay.
The Board of Education, where it says.
Yeah, it's on the website.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't find.
It's about a 42-page document.
Yeah.
Listed
under policies. Okay. Thank you.
We appreciate your addressing the board this evening on this very important topic. Mrs. Petisich, maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the things that we currently are doing.
Yeah. As you're probably aware, we have a drug and alcohol counselor, and she has been pushing into the health classrooms to talk about this topic of vaping and has also done outreach to parents. We have found that some of the parents are actually purchasing the vaping equipment for the students, which is really quite unfortunate because they have the misunderstanding that it's safer than using cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they're helping their children to procure these tools that they're using, the Juuls and and obviously not the THC, we hope. But the students, when questioned, where did you get it from? Many of them have reported, I got it from my parent, or I got it from an older sibling who was able to purchase it. Also, we have Jack Blaum here, who is our coordinator for school and safety and security, and we've been doing some other work with our security staff to try and, I don't know if Jack would like to say something with regard to that staff helping to cut down on the number of students and being more vigilant with the students utilizing it in the bathrooms. It's disturbing to hear that it's being used in the classrooms, and that's something that we're going to have to do with educating our staff about what to look for, certainly. It is, as you said, very difficult to catch, much more difficult than cigarette smoke. One of the other things that we are working with Intralogic, which is our security system, is they're coming out with a device, and we're waiting for them to perfect it. We've been waiting for almost a year at this point that will actually catch it in the bathroom and send a signal to security and administrators where it's coming from. So we're waiting for that to
Great.
Come forward, and that would definitely be put into place.
Great.
We have considered closing all the bathrooms, but we are a very large school district, and it would be very difficult. Plus, we have students with, I'm going to say, health issues, that we would run into problems with the ADA if we were to do that. So there are other things that we have to consider, but we certainly will take the information you have, and that would be very helpful.
I would suggest speaking with Stephanie Sloan. She was extremely responsive. Yeah. She has a wealth of information. She's happy to share. I'll just end it with this. Two things. She shared with me another idea that I thought was brilliant that I hadn't heard of, which is an app, sort of like the Remind app, but in reverse, where kids, anybody, but students can send an anonymous text that an administrator will get about an alert.
We already have that. We have Safe Schools Helpline. We've had that for probably, I'm going to say maybe 15 years, where students can, or any individual in our community, can send an anonymous
I've seen that. I didn't realize
yes.
it was that.
Yes.
So okay. So there's a lot out there, but you know, I it's a tough problem, but
yeah.
it's and I, there are a lot of parents that I've spoken to who feel the same. So
yeah.
so
we,
you know, there's a lot of
and
support.
We agree.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of support, and I know that you do. So I'll leave this here with you.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sirka. And you know, I appreciate your comments, Sirka. And also, you know, I think that it's a good idea to try to publicize the Safe Schools Helpline, because I hear from other kids that are frustrated because they see it happening all around them, and I think that they don't know what to do. They see it on Instagram. They see it, you know, in halls, and they don't know. But maybe if they understood that texting. Texting to that thing anonymously could be a way to report it. But what I'm wondering is, so a report comes in, and to what extent do we have the ability then, if someone says, you know, this student is, you know, just walked out of the bathroom and they were vaping, or they have, you know, at that point school security takes over, and what can they do? How do they actually catch it?
Well, it's difficult to catch, but an investigation would be done by the building administration. We can look at cameras in the hallways to see who has gone into the bathroom. So we just don't have cameras, obviously,
right,
in the bathroom.
So the student comes out of the bathroom, and you know, this is a half hour later.
They could deny it, but we would be able to see from the cameras who has gone into the bathroom, and. There are going to be students who will continue to deny, and there will be students who will be honest and say, yeah, I did do that.
But how mm-hmm. do we find the actual device?
They search the students, and if they, I don't know what exactly, but I just know from my experience, they'll search the students, they'll search their backpacks, they'll search their lockers. They know
we do that.
Right. Yes, we can search students. They can empty their pockets, but we don't do any kind of physical search of a student that is not permitted.
I would just like to chime in quickly. Is it on? Is
sure.
this thing on?
Yes.
I just want you to feel heard. I have a ninth grader. I have a 12th grader. I bring it to their attention, and we talk about it on a regular basis. I'm in touch with Jack on a regular basis. So I just want you to know that I feel your frustration, my children feel your children's frustration, and we are not being complacent about it. We're not sitting back. We're being proactive. I can tell you firsthand the stories, and some of our kids are very resourceful in hiding places. We are trying. Like you stated, it's not an easy thing to tackle, but I will tell you, Jack is on top of it. He's in contact with me on a regular basis, and I just want you to be heard. I want you to feel heard because I hear you. I'm ahead of you. I've been talking to them. We've been in discussions on a regular basis about this. You know, we can't always let you know what we're planning, but we're planning. We're working on it, and I get you. Not as a school board member, but as a mom, I totally understand where you're coming from, and I want you to know that I'm. We're on your side, and we want to take care of this, and we're working on it. And Jack is incredible, and we're not being passive about it. I just wanted to put my two cents in. No, it's tough. It's really tough, but we're trying.
And thank you again. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Do you happen to have the date for the next meeting? Because Irene and myself, we went to that meeting. It was an eye-opener, very informative.
Wednesday, the 13th.
It's going to be quite a day.
Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay. Seeing none, I'd like to turn to item 7, minutes and bids. A, the minutes of April 11th and April 25th. Do I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning to item B, the bid extensions. Mr. Carlson?
We have a number of bids that we are recommending be renewed for another year at the current, same as the current pricing and conditions.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The bids are approved. Turning to reports, see, our student representative report. Jillian?
Hello. Oh, wow, that was loud. Sorry. So at the high school, this Friday is going to be our last day of school. So in light of the last day of school on Friday, we have senior week this week. So Monday consisted of the senior video and yearbooks, which is exciting. And then we also had the senior barbecue. Unfortunately, it rained, so it was moved inside. But it was pretty awesome because when I drove up to school, I saw like tents being pitched outside. So what they did this year instead is that they barbecued outside and then they brought it inside, which was pretty amazing because I remember last year it was kind of iffy with like the boiling of everything. So it was just pretty awesome that you had some teachers outside and obviously staff barbecuing in like the pouring rain. And then also yesterday we had senior awards night. So basically that's where all of the scholarships get handed out. You have honor graduates and the valedictorian and salutatorian, they get announced. And then tomorrow we have the WMAs, which is senior superlatives. So best dimples, most athletic, stuff like that, along with departmental awards. And then after that, we have food trucks. So after, the WMAs and all the events we have, we could go outside and there's a bunch of food trucks that are lined up. There's like dessert food trucks, pizza food trucks, empanadas, which is really cool. This is the second year that they've done it. So it's pretty awesome what they've been doing for the seniors.
What time is that?
I know. I'm excited.
Any bacon?
Probably. but it's just so amazing what they do for the seniors. They really make them feel special. So just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. I know you have a lot to do this evening, so thank you very much. Thank you. We have a report this evening, instructional technology update, and I'll ask our superintendent to do the introductions.
Yes, I'd like to introduce once again Karen Welsh Pilera, our executive director for instructional technology.
Thank you. Tonight, I'm going to give you an update on what we've been doing with our Chromebook initiative, Smart Schools update, and our zSpace implementation. We began an exciting and busy school year deploying Chromebooks to our junior high school teachers in the fall and then to our high school teachers in February. The IT lead teachers have been offering regular assistance in the buildings as well as providing teachers with online resources to learn at their convenience. Additional professional development in using Chromebooks was also provided during grade level meetings, superintendent's conference days, and after school in-service workshops. Teachers are very excited about the new technology and find the Chromebooks easy to use. This past March, we then disseminated Chromebooks to all of our ninth graders during parent and student meetings after school. Most students will return their device this summer for safekeeping, and each student will receive the same Chromebook next September in 10th grade. We also added an additional mobile Chromebook carts to each elementary school this year, and now there are 9 carts for classes in each elementary school. Moving forward, we have started the first phase of providing our elementary teachers with devices this June so that they have them to work on over the summer. This fall, we will be able to provide a Chromebook for each student in grades 7, 8, and 9.
Our Smart Schools application contains funding for additional Chromebooks, and once we get approval, we will follow up with grades 11 and 12. As far as Smart Schools goes, our district currently has three projects waiting for approval. What we call phases 2 through 4 for classroom technology and security enhancements. The Smart Schools Committee is only meeting 3 or 4 times per year, and not all applications are moved through to the next level when they do meet. They met again this past Monday, and our application has not progressed at all again. Z-Space initiative this year was also very exciting. As our district continues to focus on providing our students and staff with additional STEM activities, lessons, and resources, Z-Space computer workstations were purchased with a focus on giving our secondary students access to interactive, engaging virtual reality technology. For a very brief overview of Z-Space, here is a short commercial type video. Students begin by learning, I'm on the wrong page and they're gonna time. Once the workstations arrived in November, initial teacher trainings included our secondary librarians, IT lead teachers, and volunteers from the science, health, math, special education, and social studies departments. A second follow-up training was provided by Z-Space, which occurred in March. Since the initial trainings, teachers in the area of technology and art have also taken their classes to the new Z-Space lab. Students begin by learning how to navigate and manipulate virtual items using the stylus and glasses. The Z-Space system is designed to have two users at each station. One is called the driver and the other is an assistant. Students take turns in the driver's seat, moving objects around, while the other one can take notes and follow directions. Students are required to communicate and collaborate with one another, which is a nice feature as well. Unlike traditional textbook, students are able to interact directly with the content, especially helpful for visual learners. There are hundreds of activities and lessons available to teachers, including everything from forces of motion to virtual 3D sculpting. Teachers facilitate from the side and let students explore independently. Students are able to view objects from many angles, as well as up close or from far away. As businesses and higher education turn to similar technologies to prepare their workforce, this approach assists our students in becoming more college and career ready. Labs and experiments that were impossible to perform in school can now be accomplished virtually, such as seeing and dissecting a human heart, building elements using electrons, manipulating parts of cells and DNA, as well as take apart the engine of a car one piece at a time. Here are some quotes from our students at Ward Melville, enrolled currently in the human anatomy and physiology classes. And I'm just going to play a few for you, although I got sent many. I had to pick what I thought were the best. And lastly, from our high school teacher, Mrs. Claudine Weiner. Moving forward next year, there are several curriculum projects that teachers will begin this summer. We have seen that the system is powerful, but it does require a lot of time to look through the lessons and content. We will also plan additional trainings next year and start ongoing professional learning circles for teachers as well. Another idea is to perhaps offer an after-school club so that interested students can spend additional time working in the new lab. What I have for you tonight. Do you have any questions?
Any questions?
Comments?
Karen, thank you so much. And thank you for your leadership in this area. You've done an outstanding job. Really have done
well. Thank you for all of your support. It's very much appreciated. We couldn't do it without your support.
Mm-hmm. Okay, turning to item 9, items for board discussion. Any items that need to be discussed this evening? No. Okay, number 10, items for board action, and we have a lot. Turning to curriculum writing projects. Mr. Scanlon?
Yes, we have several curriculum writing projects proposed for this coming year. And keeping with Mrs. Welsh-Polera's presentation, the vast majority of these projects have some technology associated with them. You'll actually see in here several that are of Z-Space projects, including Ms. Weiner's project. In addition, there's a heavy emphasis on the elementary level this year because of the science standards rollout. So K through 2 will be doing a lot of heavy work on the curriculum writing. And Dr. Biscari is actually helping to lead part of that project this summer with the three grade levels that are going to be doing that. So a lot of the other things that we're looking at in arts, you'll see some things in there with regard to CTE preparation. Some of our current art courses, we can actually receive CTE accreditation for with the state. So we're making moves with our curriculum to get those ready for potential proposal to the CTE committee.
We have a motion, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, authorization to participate cooperative bids. Mrs. Carlson?
We participate in a number of cooperative bids in which sometimes the same item may be different priced among different of these cooperative bids. So we use several of them, so we compare prices for different items to get the best possible price each time. So,
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to G, the approved renewal of license agreement with the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers.
This is the organization that pays royalties to songwriters and authors and artists, and our participation in this pays for those. The increase is a $7 increase from the current year.
Mr. Cornwright, you made the motion, and Mrs. Gish is second. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, authorization for 2018-19 tax anticipation note borrowing?
This authorization is for $30 million. The last couple of years, we've actually borrowed $26 million. I think we will do the same this year. We'll see when we close out the books. But we do the authorization for a little more just in case. But when it comes time to sell the note, we come back for approval on that.
We have a motion on that. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I.
What's the margin?
Well, we have to spend 90% of that. So if we borrow, for instance, $26 million, we have to, within 6 months of the borrowing, our total general fund cash balance has to be below $2.6 million. Our lowest point every year, cash flow wise, is in December. Our property taxes start coming in January. Exactly. We don't start collecting tax money until January, but payroll starts. Oh, it's pretty low. I would say maybe $150,000 is about what we would pay in interest on this. But we borrow the money in the summer. A lot of it will sit in interest-bearing accounts until we no, it probably nets out probably half that. And that's only because rates have gone up a little bit in the last couple of years. Up until just a couple of years ago, we were paying probably, really, $20,000 in interest to borrow it used to be, yeah. Oh, it used to be close to $1 million in interest a year. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Turning to I, approval of health and welfare service contracts.
We have two contracts. These are for Three Village resident students that attend private schools located in other school districts.
I have a motion on this, please. Mrs. Blabenker, second. Mrs. Regalia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J, the approval of special education tuition contract.
This is for tuition for a student placed by the Committee on Special Education.
Okay, may I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, the approval of contract with outside service provider for special educational services for 2017 and 18. Maybe we could do K and L together. If we
could do M too, if you'd like, with that.
And let's do M. Let's do K, L, M. Make it go a little faster. Okay.
KLM, Dutch Airways.
Jeff?
Oh, these are, the first one is for speech services for the current year, as needed by the, required by CSE. The second one is for speech services and assistive technology for next year. And the third one is for behavior support consultation and psychological consultation services for next year.
May I have a motion on these three, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to N, acceptance of donations.
We have several donations. First is a check in the amount of $2,000 donated by a district resident, Ms. Yan Ping Yu, to be used for the Jolinas Science Olympiad Fund. The next is a check in the amount of $1,490 from the Setauket PTA for cultural arts events. We have a $500 scholarship check from the Suffolk Association of School Business Officials to be awarded to a graduated senior. A check in the amount of $115 donated by Dazzle Bar. Sherry O'Shea is a district resident from her, to the Ward Mobile High School Scholarship Fund. A check for $2,000 donated by the Long Island Community Foundation Matthew Grimaldi Memorial Fund for the Ward Mobile Scholarship Fund. A check in the amount of $155.87 donated by Mark and Bevan Jacket. This represents the amount that they got back in the property tax rebate. They want, each year they wish to donate that to the school district. And also a donation of a Yamaha piano from Mr. Steven Rogers, technology teacher at Ward Mobile High School, to the music department.
So moved.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to O, the declaration of surplus equipment.
We have a number of pieces of equipment, mostly computer equipment that's unusable, and several pieces of office equipment.
We have a motion on this, please. Mr. Kornreich, and second. Mrs. Regalia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to P, the revision to the appointment of Committee on Special Education for 2017-18. Mr. Scanlon?
There's an additional parent member for one of the CPSEs.
Okay. May I have a motion on this, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regalia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Q, the resolution abolishing positions and terminating employees having least seniority.
Yes, this is a resolution abolishing two positions. Ultimately, these positions are going to be, one is going to come back as a leave, and the other is going to come back just a little under full time. But as a result of the folks and who were looking for classes, we just didn't have the enrollment that we wanted for certain classes. So that's why.
Okay. The motion on that, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to R, the resolution to create a position.
So we need a resolution to create our assistant athletic trainer. So this is the spot where we take care of
it. May I have a motion, Dr. Kerman, on that? Mrs. Regalia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to S, the approval of agreement establishing an administrative position and appointment of Executive Director of Secondary Curriculum and Human Resources.
So this is a resolution to create an additional administrative position whereby we're gaining some assistance in the area of curriculum instruction as well as human resources.
May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And also the appointment.
That is correct. And the appointment will also be done during personnel.
Very good.
We'll talk about that.
Very good. Okay. Turning to T, the approval of memorandum of agreement between the Three Village School District and the Three Village School Administrators Association, providing for modification in their collective bargaining agreement.
So we're thrilled to have a resolution. We have successfully negotiated with the Three Village Administrators Unit that extends their contract through July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2022.
Wonderful. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Passes unanimously. Thank you for the work that you do. Turning to you, the approval of memorandum of agreement between the Three Village School District and the Three Village Teachers Association regarding translation stipends.
So this is a resolution as we negotiated with the TVTA to create stipends for employees that are able to translate for our children during the course of a school day.
Okay, may I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Germano, second. Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. The addendum that we mentioned before, we have now U1 memorandum of agreement regarding MESTRAC teacher. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to U2, memorandum of agreement regarding MESTRAC account clerk typist. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Regolia, second. Anybody? Ms. Babinka. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to U3, contract agreement between assistant certified athletic trainer. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Kornreich? And Mrs. Gish, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to U4, the approval of the 2018-19 salary schedules for the non-aligned employees, non-instructional. Mr. Kornreich, and then second, Mrs. Regolia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to the personnel action education law 913 examination. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regolia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to personnel items instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Blavinka, all in favor? Opposed? I abstain. Okay. Passes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. At Three Village, you know, we're so fortunate because we have so many outstanding employees here. This is especially the case in the area of leadership. We're just delighted to fill our administrative vacancies from within our own ranks. At this point, our Board of Education has just approved the appointment of several key administrative positions, and I'd like to recognize and congratulate the following people. First, Mr. Alan Baum as Executive Director of Secondary Curriculum and Human Resources. Next, Carrie Galini, our Director of Foreign Language and ENL. I'd like to congratulate Corinne Keene, our new principal of Julius Junior High School. Natalie Lillivois, our district-wide director of elementary curriculum. And Kristen Rimmer, the principal of Setauket Elementary School. So congratulations to all. Very well deserved.
Personnel matters non-instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Kornreich, second. Ms. Bobinka.
Right.
All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Gary, anything? Nothing unusual in this. Okay. Turning to X, recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Regolia, second. Ms. Bobinka. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Y, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for meeting dates stated. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item 11, informational items of interest. Do we have any informational items of interest this evening?
Cross team, 18-2. They won today.
Yes, they won. We're very proud of them. Turning now to our second public participation, is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Germano, unanimous. Good evening, everyone.